If accident kills Doug, how are we going to record the show?
No, we'll steal his equipment.
On cassette tape.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we're going to have to...
This is done. We're
going to have to figure out something.
We're going to record it on cassette tape and distribute them all across the land. High quality fucking Maxell fucking or TDK metal tape. Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we could record it on reel to reel.
Numbers,
and I was talking to Stank Dog on AIM, and I sent that over to him,
And he was like, yeah, it's a little sparse, you know. And I kind of hooked it up. I took an hour and a half, and I wrote a brand new article. I put it in there. Something that was on my mind, and I just wrote it up, put it in there. And I hooked it up.
Okay.
After a while, you know, like I said, I talked to Natus, I talked to G.I. Joe. I got one of your articles, and after a while, it was, you know, kind of full magazine. I mean, not as big as I would want it, but, you know, for a day's worth of work.
That's pretty good, and our listeners can check that out over at verizonspears.com.
Yeah, hopefully it's there by now, yep. Well, otherwise, I did post a link. I posted a link in the BinRev forums to where they could be found.
All right, so let's get into the show.
Yeah, so you got something to talk about, I know.
Yeah, I do. Recently, I went and purchased a new phone from AT&T.
One of our favorite companies.
Yeah, one of our favorite wireless carriers.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, well, my 60 days was up, and I was invited to go get a free digital upgrade from PDMA to GSM.
You were invited? They sent you, like, an invitation in the mail?
No, not technically, but
we
I'm sure
they will. Cordially invite you to our store to spend money.
Well, I had already known about the 60 days, but I'm sure if I go check my PO box right now, there's an invitation. I bet you anything. But anyways, because my girlfriend had her phone longer and she got an invitation, so I pretty much took that as my invitation to go get my phone upgraded now.
I hear that.
So I went in there and I decided to go with the Sony Ericsson T62U, which maybe some of our listeners will better know as a gate phone. That's G-A-I-T. This technology is GSM ANSI I-36 interoperability team technology, whatever the fuck, I can't pronounce it, but anyway. Yeah, it's basically a dual band. It's got TDMA and GSM, and basically the phone looks for whatever signal is stronger and uses that. And basically the benefits of this phone is that, like, if you're on a GSM phone and you're traveling on the freeway and you lose your GSM signal, you gotta wait until a couple exits down where there's another GSM tower before you're gonna place your call back. However, with this phone, if you lose the GSM signal but there's a TDMA signal closer in the area, it'll drop your call. You know, that still kind of sucks, but once your call drops, it'll switch to TDMA and you can call right back. You don't have to wait until there's another GSM signal.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. So you get a wider coverage area. At first I thought this would be cool because I could probably put the phone on a GSM rate and get more minutes. Since the GSM coverage area is less, AT&T gives you more minutes for the GSM plan.
Yeah.
That's how they screw you. They try and make you think you're going to get a lot of minutes, but you don't
the coverage
area
is, yeah.
Fuck
that, man. Are they serious with that shit?
Yeah.
People buy that crap? Fuck.
Well, that's why when it first came out, they had that $99 unlimited. Yeah, unlimited, but you can never use your phone.
Yeah, GSM, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so I figured, oh, yeah, I'm going to get more minutes now. Well, unfortunately, AT&T thought this through, and they actually have three types of rate plans going, one for GSM, one for TDMA, and then one for both. And they sort of stick you on that plan. It's called a multi-band plan.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much getting the same thing I was on TDMA, which isn't too bad.
Well, you know, you get to use the GSM when you can.
Yeah. Besides that, though, this phone has been working out pretty good for me. I just sort of wanted to let our listeners know about that. You know, you got a wider coverage area and everything.
Not bad. Not a bad deal, I guess. How many minutes you get on that fucking thing per month?
550 minutes. I get unlimited nights and weekends. I think I get a free month of M mode, you know, AT&T's little GPRS thing.
Yeah. How much do they fucking hit you up for that 550 unlimited nights and weekends and the M mode per month?
$39 a month.
$40 a month. That's not bad, man.
Not too bad.
It's not bad at all. Now, you got more to talk about on this or what?
Yeah, I got. Well, I got a little more to talk about on AT&T Wireless, since
okay,
they seem to be my...
I wanted to throw in there that I forgot to say at the beginning, but fucking Happy New Year to everyone. We're recording the show on New Year's Day. It's going to stream on the 2nd. So right now when you're listening to it, it's January 2nd. But it doesn't matter. Happy fucking 2004.
Yeah. I'm going to have to remember to write those. I'm going to have to remember to write 04 for those three now.
Man, I'm still drunk, man. From last night.
All right, Dakota.
All I did last night was drink, and I watched the Paris Hilton video a couple of times.
I think I'm getting owned, Dakota.
Who's calling you?
Restricted. Hold on one second.
Pick it up. Doug, are you there?
Hello?
No, we're still here.
Oh, then it flashed over, I guess. Oh. Okay.
Well, you know, I got to say this. I was watching the Paris Hilton video a couple of times while I was, like, drunk out of my mind. That bitch looks better naked than she does with clothes on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She looks better naked than with clothes on, which is good. Because some of those girls look better with clothes on than naked, though.
And I remember, her phone number was what,
310-990-7444, which doesn't work. Well, it still works, but she just, the mailbox is still full. I think she has a new phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Just something for our listeners, no?
Yeah, we'll get the new one soon. Trust us.
Okay.
Yeah, in that video, it looked like she was getting a phone call while she was getting fucked or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man, that girl could suck a fucking cock, bro. She knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing. I'm serious.
Okay. Dakota, I think our listeners can get a better visual if they just go download the movie off Kazaa or whatever.
Paris Hilton could suck a cock. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. And she looks better naked than with clothes on. It's like, this is like, fuck, that's perfect.
All right.
She was getting a call from us when she was getting fucked, too, if you noticed that.
Yeah.
She was like, fuck, it's Default Radio again. Yeah. She picked it up, too. She, like, stopped what she was doing and picked it up. And we're like, hey, Paris, you're a fucking dirty slut. She's like, I know, and hung up. Anyways,
going back to AT&T.
Back to AT&T.
As I had stated on previous shows,
they
suck. Well, Dakota, you know how when we used to call them up, trying to get information about our account.
Wait, whose account?
You know, my account.
Your account, yeah.
I was just trying to inquire about something.
Wink, wink, your account.
Yeah, well, remember when we used to call up the GSM number?
Yeah,
it would stick us on hold for eternity. Either that or it would say, due to unusually high circumstances, no representatives can assist you at this time.
Yeah, they're a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, well, apparently, an AT&T Wireless employee, or ex-employee probably, had a list of numbers for every department in AT&T, and they went ahead and posted this on the internet.
Whoa, POTS numbers?
800 numbers. But
oh, okay.
Here's the thing. Some of these 800 numbers, they're called backdoor numbers, and this is what the reps in the store actually used to call. And I don't know if anyone's noticed this, but if you go in the store and you ask them, like, about some question where they have to call up customer service, they won't call the regular number. They'll just call some other 800 number.
And they'll get through away.
It'll put them on hold for, like, a couple seconds, and, like, you'll be like, shit, I know I'm going to be holding for a long time. And then in, like, 20 seconds, a rep picks up. And you're like, what the fuck? How come they picked up right away? That's good customer service. You know, so you feel good while you're in the store, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because they're calling these weird numbers.
Yeah, and as soon as you walk out of that store and you dial 611 because you got some other question, you're put right back on hold for like 30 minutes, right?
Now, wait, where was this posted?
This was actually, I found it on the web on alt.cellular.attws.newsgroup. It was originally posted on... Let me find the URL.
Yeah.
It was originally posted on www.nancy, E-I, niszebra.com. That's N-E-I-S-C, I'm sorry, N-E-I-S-Z.com, /ATTWS. That was posted December 11th, 2003, and since then, the webpage has not been working.
Uh-huh, but now it's on the news group.
ATTWS, and yeah, on the news group, they posted all the numbers. Now, here's the thing, two of the numbers in the news group are switched. They actually posted saying that the customer service numbers that were okay to give the customers, those are actually the ones that are not okay to give the customers. And the ones that aren't, and then the ones that say they aren't okay to give the customers actually are. I guess they got switched or something. But anyway, so here's the ones that are not okay to give the customers. Okay. This is the main backdoor number. This is the one that you can use no matter what service you use. It's 888-799-1305. Again, that's 888-799-1305. Now, when you call this number up, well, actually, let me just three-way in right now.
Yeah, three-way in. All right. Analog tape.
For 2G sites, press 1. For 3G sites, press 2. For Go Phone, press 3.
Okay. I pressed 2.
For English sites, press 1. For
Thank you for calling
AT&T Wireless. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will assist you. This call may be monitored and recorded for quality purposes.
It may be. It definitely will be because we're fucking doing it.
We are experiencing extremely high call volume.
What?
If you are calling to make a payment, we encourage you to access our online customer service at www.attwireless.com. Or you can redial this number to use our automated self-service. We apologize for any inconvenience and thank you for your patience.
Just listen, okay, Dakota?
Due to heavy call volume, we are experiencing delays in answering your call. At the present time, your expected wait could be up to 10 minutes.
10 minutes, right?
Service America Trust, AT&T Wireless.
We'll see if it's 10 minutes.
We're going to sit here for 10 minutes?
Oh. I'm telling you, a rep
That'll
will come in like 20
on
seconds.
Wireless phone when you're on the go. We can find residential and business listings and connect you at no additional charge.
Okay. Anyways, here's the thing, Dakota.
Yeah.
Those options that it gave, 2G is for TDMA, 3G is for GSM, and prepaid is, of course, for prepaid.
Yeah, go phone for prepaid.
Yeah. I've actually never had to wait this long when I've called this number, so it is kind of disturbing.
Years. All of it.
But it might just be, there might be even reps trying to call in right now. Who knows?
Your family while on the go. Look to AT&T.
They do the Y2K4 problem or some shit.
There's some great plans and low rates to let you stay in touch. Speak with one of our representatives about the...
Oh, fuck. This is making for bad radio.
Wireless service...
Yeah, dude, I don't know what we're doing here.
Dude, a rep should have already picked up. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Music sucks. Should play Slayer.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yo, dude.
Look at that. Even the back door numbers are tied up now. What the fuck?
Dude. When you called originally, how many minutes
when
did it
I
say
what?
Your wait time was? When you originally called, how many minutes did it say your wait time was?
It would say the same thing. It would say, like, 10 minutes. But then, like, before it even finished saying, it would go, like, your expected wait time could be up to 10 minutes. AT&T, how may I help you?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But now it's not?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, God. Anyway, and what's the other? All right, moving right along for the radio show. Okay, that's what was supposed to happen, but it didn't. Anyway, what's the... That was the... What number was that for?
That's for everything. Your TDMA account, your GSM account, or your prepaid
Go phone. Okay, what's the next number you got to give out here?
Okay, here's the next one. And TDMA is never busy, so this should be no hold time whatsoever.
Okay.
Hold on one. Their phone number is...
This is for TDMA.
Yeah, 800-542. 3843. That's 800-542-3843. This is for TDMA only.
Okay. Let's call this up. See what happens. Jeez, man. That fucking last one was all fucked up, bro. What are you doing to me?
Well, you know what? Look, why don't I social engineer this TDMA?
Please stand on the line.
We'll do that.
An eighth available representative will assist you.
All right, everybody be quiet.
This call may be monitored and recorded for quality purposes.
It is being recorded.
Thank you for calling AT&T Wireless. My name is Celeste. How can I help you?
Hi, this is John from AT&T Wireless in Upland.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. I was trying to call the back door for DSM, and it just keeps putting me in K for 10 minutes still.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The number I have is 888-799-1305. Is that right, or?
Let me go ahead and pull that up. And you're in Upland?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want the migration team or GSM customer service?
GSM customer service. I need the rest her up number for it.
I am not finding Upland, though.
You're not finding anything for Upland?
Mm-mm, not in the priority transfers.
Is it like region-based? Would you have to put in like Los Angeles region, or?
Finding that. Let me go ahead and see if I can transfer you through. One moment.
Okay. What number are you transferring me to?
This will be. Oh, this is for that you would actually give the customers.
Uh huh. But it will still put me in priority today when you transfer me?
When I transfer you, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and do that then.
Actually, you know what? For customer care on GSM, what I usually do is just put them through the regular customer care line 1-800-888-7600, and you press the option for GSM, which is option 2.
Yeah.
So that's usually how I go. Now I can go ahead and put you straight through to them. See if that for 3G. The external number, I've got 1-866. 293-4634.
Okay, 34.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I'll go ahead and put you through on my back line, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Is there anything else?
No, that's all.
Thank you for calling AT&T Wireless. Have a good evening.
Yeah. We'll see if maybe we get in a higher priority pay when she transfers.
T Wireless. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you. This call may be monitored and recorded for quality purposes.
And it's recorded. Thanks for holding. This is Danny Hack now.
Yeah, is this 3G customer care?
Yes, sir.
I was just transferred to you by the TDMA rep. I was trying to actually get the priority number for 3G customer care. I'm at AT&T in Upland.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, okay.
It's 866.
Uh-huh.
293.
Uh-huh.
4634.
And that's for priority care, right?
Well, that's the direct line to GSM care, yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, is that all?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling 18th. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
You killed it? All right, so this 866 number is a priority number. What's that 888-799 that you called before?
That's like the main one that gives you options. You can just choose.
Oh, okay.
One
so that 866 number is what the number really is when you hit the option.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
when you hit option two, it supposedly transfers you to that 866.
All right, so we got the 866 number. Good.
Actually, I don't think that 866 is priority. I think they're smoking out of their ass. That's the one I have sitting right here. I'm looking at an AT&T brochure, and that's the phone number that's on the brochure.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Fuckers. So that 888 number is supposed to be the priority number, but that's not it.
Yeah. No, cool. It is, because I've used it before.
It's just high call volume tonight, even though you could get through straight to GSM on the fucking, when she transferred you?
Well, the thing is, there's different call centers around the U.S., so she probably transferred us to a different one near her call center.
Oh, because you were reaching the one near you by calling it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Doug is reaching the one near him, yeah.
Yeah, so the one in California is probably busy, and then the one near her is probably not busy, and that's why.
Yeah, I see. I see. Yeah, there you go.
And anyways, we gave out the CDMA backdoor, and you can always social engineer them into transferring you to the GSM backdoor.
Yeah.
You guys heard it. You know, it took a couple of seconds. It's better taking a couple minutes to speak to some bitch to have you transfer her or transfer you instead of fucking waiting on hold for 30 minutes. You know what I mean?
It's more fun and you brush up on your SD skills.
Definitely.
Yeah, I hear you, man. God, I'm so fucking hungover. You don't understand, man. I'm sick. I'm drunk. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, let's see. Is that it for AT&T? What else did I have? I had one more thing, didn't I?
Did you have a couple more numbers for AT&T that you want to give out?
Well, I have the whole list. I'm going to put it on my website.
Okay, well, anybody who wants it right now, not on your website yet, you can just go to fucking alt.cellular.accws and find the fucking post.
Yeah, you just all you got to do is type direct customer service numbers. Search for that thread.
And it'll come up. All right.
Yeah.
Or it'll be on your site real soon. And, you know, I want to give a quick shout-out to Havoc out in Poland. He gave me a good idea that we're going to put on the fucking default radio site, which is going to be all the websites and the phone numbers that we give out on shows, like in a text
line. That would be great, actually.
So shouts to Havoc out in Poland for giving me that idea. He's a fucking cool dude. I talked to my name a few times.
Yeah, I talked to him today, actually.
Did you start to have it? Cool. He's going to have to tell us all about the system in Poland. He was telling me some interesting things about payphones out there.
Oh, yeah?
How they're all in some certain prefix, and that's how that, and it's only payphones in that prefix, and that's how the telco knows that it's a payphone. Weird stuff he was telling me. Weird stuff.
Really?
Yeah, but it seems pretty cool, so. Hopefully, I don't know, if we ever come out with a default magazine again, maybe he'll have an article for us about the telephone system in Poland.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the payphones out here. Remember, all the Bell payphones used to always have a suffix starting with 9.
Well, how would I know? Well, they usually still always start with 9. Usually.
Yeah, usually. And sometimes it's an 8. And then sometimes it's just random.
Yeah, not always, though. I mean, now, you know, since those payphones are going away, they have customers with numbers that used to be payphones. Did I ever tell you the story how there's a payphone down the block from me that has a number on it, right, in the little spot where there's supposed to be a phone number? You don't have to call the ANAC or anything. And, the phone's broken, so I couldn't call an ANAC. Like, it's just the fucking call would never go through. The phone's completely broken. I might have to try to get an op on that phone. But listen to what happened. I write the number down, and I fucking come home, and I fucking call it to see if it's like, if it rings,
if
the payphone works or anything, or if it gives me that message saying the phone number doesn't accept incoming calls, and I get a residential line. I get a residential line. I look it up, and lo and behold, it's a listed residential line. So this lady, her number's out there on a payphone. I didn't tell her, though. I should. I should call her back and tell her.
Yeah, I would take a picture of that if that was my phone number and it was on payphone.
Yeah, right.
Is it typed up or is it wrote in?
No, it's typed up on that payphone.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, and that's her residential number. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's Verizon for you.
All right, well, so come back to AT&T Wireless again.
Oh, God, AT&T, yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not sure if it... I know for a fact this is not only AT&T. Singular does it, too, in their TDMA areas. I'm not sure about Verizon or Sprint if this will work on CDMA, but let me get into what I'm talking about.
All right.
Basically, as you guys know, I went and bought a Gate phone. Well, when I went to my mom's house, there's only TDMA service inside the house.
Okay.
GSM won't pick up. So the Gate phone was set to TDMA. And over at my mom's house, I had given my mom my flip phone, my Motorola V60. I gave that to her because she wanted a flip phone. Well, she hasn't activated it yet. And me and Accident were over there just fucking around on New Year's Eve.
Accident?
Yeah. Me, Accident, and Curse were just fucking around over at my mom's house on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
anyway, so Accident turns on my cell phone. And it's just sitting there right by my cell phone. Well, my girlfriend calls me up, and my cell phone starts ringing. And what do you know? My Motorola V60 starts ringing. I'm like, what the fuck?
With no service on it.
With no service, exactly. It's unactivated.
Really?
And, so my girlfriend called my cell phone number, and both phones started ringing.
Very odd.
So, kind of odd, right? So I go to answer my Motorola phone just to see what the fuck will happen.
Yeah.
And basically, it doesn't really answer. It just sort of, you have press the answer button and nothing happens, but the phone stops ringing. But the Samsung, the T62U, is still ringing. So the only theory I could come up with is that because the old phone still has my old cellular number programmed in it, that what happens is both phones were turned on, and they're both in the same cell site, right?
Yeah.
And so the cell site doesn't authenticate the ESN. It just sort of rings both of them. And then when I went to go answer the Motorola, of course it told the cell site it's real ESN, and the cell site started ignoring that phone. And then,
that's most likely, that sounds like what would happen.
Yeah, because after that, when I tried to call back, again, only my Samsung would ring after that.
Because that would do, it was a bad ASN.
Yeah. And so I power cycled them both, I turned them both off, waited a couple minutes, turned them back on, and I called it again, and of course my Motorola starts ringing again. So I'm like, what the fuck? And I look at the caller ID on both of them, and what do you know? My phone number is showing up on both caller IDs. On my unactivated Motorola, the phone number I'm calling from is showing.
Fucking odd, man.
So theoretically, if you know your next door neighbor's cell phone, you could program their number as the MIN, and then as long as they haven't used their phone, because if you use the phone to make a call or something, it won't ring. It already, the cell tower knows, hey, this is the ESN we're going to use.
Yeah.
Okay. But if they have just turned their phone on in the morning, and you turn your phone on too and program in their number, and someone calls them, boom, you got the caller ID of who called your neighbor's cell phone.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you could just sit there and monitor like the first incoming call of the day if you wanted to. Now,
that's a fucking plan, man. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Now, what I'm thinking is you could probably get some radio equipment, some directional antennas, and you could probably monitor a couple different frequencies of the cell towers in your general geographic area, you know, and have all these scanners like sitting there, and then have something listening for that particular mobile number, and then every time that phone rings, the equipment would just like decode the caller ID for you.
Fucking weird, man.
You know what I mean? That sounds like a good attack, I think, you know.
Pulling people's caller ID, yep.
Yeah, just talk that. On who's calling someone's cell phone.
Shit.
Yeah. I thought it was fucking scary. I don't want people to know who's calling my cell phone.
That's fucking weird, man. That's why I'm deleting a bunch of fucking files.
Okay.
Should I delete this stuff? Yeah, why not?
Well, that's about all I got for AT&T. You got anything else, Dakota?
Nah, not much, man. Like I said, I'm just fucking really, really fucked up still today. You know.
Yeah.
What'd you do for New Year's, by the way? You said you were with accident and cursed at your mom's house?
Yeah.
Loser. Loser.
Kind of.
I heard that like a bunch of people like Doug and all them were on the bridge on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, actually we were on the bridge too at my house.
You're a fucking loser.
Fuck you. What did you do on New Year's
Eve?
What the fuck did you do? You got trashed and you didn't even get any play.
Yeah, at least I was out, man.
And you told some chick your name is Chris Scott Peterson.
I did. That's it by accident, though. Like I said, man, like, after I introduced myself or whatever, and just my friends were like, man, why'd you tell this girl your name was Prescott? It's just like, did I? Whoops. Hey, I don't know, man. I was all fucked up, bro.
Anyway.
But like I said, you're all losers for being on the bridge on New Year's Eve.
I don't think it's any worse than fucking getting trashed and not getting a call.
I was hanging out, man. New Year's Eve isn't technically for fucking. I was just wanted to hang out with friends and fucking go get drunk and play pool and play cards. And like I said, I was watching the Paris Open fucking video and whatever.
Well, whatever, Decoder.
All right.
Watch the Paris Open video whenever the fuck you want.
Whatever. It was fun, man. Bitch looks better naked, gotta say. She's pretty good naked.
Anyways, I think we're going to have to wrap it up for this episode.
Dude, we've only been doing like 40 minutes, bro. What are you talking about?
That's not why. Our fucking shows range from whatever the fuck to whatever the fuck. And plus, we got another show coming up right after this one.
That's true. I don't even know what time we're going to stream this. Maybe we'll just stream it at 9 instead of 8, like I said earlier.
Yeah. So, got any shouts, Dakota?
Yeah. My shouts go to, like I mentioned before, Havoc out of Poland. As always, shouts to G.I. Joe. He better be on the show tomorrow. I think he has to work, but he said he's going to be out of work by the time we're doing it, so he better be on the show. Shouts to Lacutus. Shouts to, and shouts to everybody who gave me stuff for Default Magazine, which actually came first, man. People they see a magazine now, they're like, what the fuck is this? But lucky, you know, confirmed the magazine came first.
Yep.
The name Default was for a magazine that just never got released. And all of a sudden it turned into a radio show. It's easier to do a radio show than a magazine.
That's true. Very true.
But, shouts to everybody who submitted to Default Magazine. That's Paranoia, Majestic, Natus, G.I. Joe, I mentioned before, and Briscativo. And, that's it, right? And you, and me. Shouts to N-Theory for doing episode 6.66 with me, which may not have much to do with the telecom, but you know what? It was a fun up. I liked it. We did some fun shit, man. Did you listen to that yet?
No, I haven't listened to
that. Oh, dude, we called the doorbell line.
Yeah, I heard that part.
You heard that part? What'd you think, man?
I thought that was
fucking hilarious, bro. What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know about calling a doorbell line.
We only did it for a few minutes. It was funny, man. Shout to White Sword, who was also on the on episode 6.66 with us. Actually, no, fuck that. Scratch the shouts to White Sword, because when I asked him to give shouts, he gave shouts to himself. So fuck that.
Let's see. I gotta give a shout out to Gay Doug too.
Yeah, shout out to Doug.
Family come out.
Recording this show on a fucking TDK tape.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Now, well, maybe this whole show will just be one side, so we don't have to flip it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
the whole show is one side of a TDK I don't want tape.
So I'll give shouts out to those people and Accident and Cursed. And that's all I got for the New Year's. Shout out to all you other fuckers.
Yeah. Doug, you got any shouts? Where the fuck is Doug? Yeah, you know, you kind of figured he wouldn't be here because we're making fun of him. You don't hear him in the back chiming in. Well, Doug is apparently, I don't know, fucking splicing cassette tape or something. So maybe he's splicing up episode 6, 0.66 as we speak to be released.
Oh boy.
But yeah,
I guess that's it for this app.
That's it. So everybody out there, coming up, you're going to hear a little bit of music probably, and then you're going to be hearing live episode 7. And Lucky, you're going to be on this, like when after like a couple of minutes of music, you're going to be live on episode 7?
You know, you never know. You never know.
Well, you gotta tell me now, man. I don't wanna, every time I'm like hitting somebody up on AIM, well, like 15 minutes before the show. Like, dude, you went to the show?
I'm going to try to be there.
I'm gonna try to be
but
there.
As people probably know, my trying usually sucks.
You suck, man. You really do, because, you know, maybe if G.I. Joe, wasn't working late, I could definitely count on him, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
do it.
I'm definitely going to try to be there.
Well, I gotta have something, because I'm not going to start it off by myself. You know, I have to have somebody there.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be hearing my voice on the next fucking stream.
Yeah, be better. People out there, man, they're getting pissed. That people hit me up all the time. Like, dude, why is Lucky never on?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Every other rep, they're gone. We did 2 in a row without you, bro. 5 and 6. Fucking Brisk all and right. Fucking Mute. But big shouts to Mute as well.
Alright,
shouts to everybody who's hooked me up on the show, fucking when Lucky wasn't around. Shouts to Axel, even though he's a bitch and did a lot of stupid shit. Shouts to fucking Rigel 5, who's come on twice now. He busted in on the last show we were doing. And shouts to fucking to Royal, who I haven't talked to for a while. Royal from the Boston Raven.
Yeah, definitely.
And shout out to that chick who sent an email a couple of weeks ago who said she was in the Boston Ravens. Shouts to her. I forgot her name. But if you're out there listening, send another email because I forgot your name. Tell me it. But we're out of here for episode 6.9. This is Decoder.
And Lucky 55.
And we
and
hate
as
you.
Always.
We hate you. We hate
and
you.
And as always.
Oh, as always, everything is always on default. You fucking idiot, leaving your shit on default. What's wrong with you?
sick of this life. Not that you care. I'm not the only one with whom these feelings are shared.